Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Standing on My Soapbox, the daily rant and radio show. We talk about all of the good, bad, and the ugly of current events. Join your host, Scott Fullerton, and co-host, Craig Hurley. You, our listeners, are invited to call in and stand on our soapbox with us. Call 347-989-0126 between 4 and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. That's 347-989-0126. Now, here are your host and creator, Scott Fullerton, and co-host, Craig Hurley.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Standing on My Soapbox. It is Thursday, August 1st already, 2019. I'm your host, Scott Fullerton. In just a moment, my co-host, actor and writer Craig Hurley, will be joining in. We ask you guys to call in and share with us the top stories in news, politics, and pop culture of the day. You can give us a call at 347-989-0126. That's 347-989-0126. We appreciate you. Give us a call and let me know what your opinions are. Let's go ahead and stand up on my soapbox and start talking. Craig Hurley, how the heck are you?
What's going on, dude?
Nothing but a thing. Just relaxing and enjoying a nice Thursday here in Northeast Ohio. Nice. I almost had to go for a drive again. It was so nice out. But I didn't.
Nice.
I stayed home. How you doing?
Yeah. Once again, Vegas. It's hot.
It's hot.
It's hot. Yeah, just hot. It's like 102.
102.
You know,
we're staying in the low 80s for the next 5 days, but at least the humidity's gone for a while, so I'm happy.
Nice.
Not as bad here. Oh, dude, I've become addicted to Amish oatmeal cookies. Basically, you go to the Amish store and you buy just a little packet and they pre-mix everything for you. You add half a cup of water and a pack of chocolate chips. These things are like crack, dude. I've been making these things like every other week. I'm going to gain all my weight back. It's horrible. I made
some
last night.
There's no additives in there. Well, they're Amish, so probably not. So your body's reacting to actually eating natural with
I have no idea. I mean, it's wild. It's all this prepackaged stuff. It looks like you're opening oatmeal, and basically you add a half a cup of water is all, and then I add chocolate chips because I like a little chocolate, and it's good stuff, man. You $2.99, and it makes about three dozen cookies or so, and I'm happy with it. So I made some last night, and they're almost all gone. It's horrible.
Dude, you're making me want to have oatmeal cookies. Is this going to be a foodie show?
You never know.
I miss
it always
sushi.
Turn into one. You know how we get.
I miss eating sushi, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Sushi's
not my bag.
Ever.
I don't do sushi.
Everybody's all worried
food,
about, you know, all
food.
The... worms and all the shit that's in them, so people are all worried about parasites, and I'm just like, I'm missing sashimi. Some salmon sashimi would be really good right about now.
I don't like seafood cooked or raw, so sushi is not my bag, but my
so it won't be a foodie
a
show about seafood.
I bring other people on to talk about it. I don't talk about it. I just nod and wave. Nod and wave
nice.
And say, okay, you go for it.
I used to be a really big seafood fan. Like I used to love eating shrimp. And we've just done too much to the earth, to the water, to our oceans. We've just done too much damage. And I've really been veering away from eating any seafood. But you know, there are some good things in this. Not only are we polluting the environment or the oceans with all of our wastewater and all of our fertilizers and all of our oils and all of our plastics. But I have seen lately videos online of people, and I don't know, you know, I mean, they may not be as current as I wish they were, I'm not sure what the dates were on any of this, but there was a pod of whales that got beached itself. And partly it's because of the Navy's sonar tests. You know, whales, it'd be like somebody just walking up to you and pounding, well, they've got the LRAD, but it's just pounding you with a really low bass note. And I mean, really loud, and it screws up your entire day, screws up your entire life. So it's just like when you're not supposed to tap on a fish tank. Yeah, people out there, stop tapping on your fish tanks. Would you like somebody to come up to you and just start punching you? Because that's what they're feeling. A lot of fish are based on sonar. They're based on having these sound waves come back to them to know where any one thing is in the ocean. So, because they can't, you know, see that far. They can see, but they can't see that far. And they use mainly sonar to figure out where things are, be it a rock formation, be it a ship, be it another animal that's in the ocean with them. So we're just pounding them, and they beach themselves, a whole pod of whales. There had to be 60 whales up there. And a whole crowd of people started pushing them back into the water and making sure that they had water, you know, make sure that they had water around them and that, you know, and trying to help them get back in, even though it may be unsafe because of, you know, like I just said, the Navy sonar. We do a number. Our military's done a number. By the way, I read a story, and I don't know where it came from. I need to recheck my sources, but our armed forces are the number one polluter in the world. Like, we leave hazardous waste all over the place with our military, and I'm just really wondering how we can curtail that. I think we need to clean up after ourselves once we've been in an area with our military. So I think that's part of the problem, is we're just not cleaning up after ourselves. We leave a bunch of hazardous waste behind. So, that's not good for anybody. That's not good for us. It's not good for the earth. It's not good. You know,
June 28th last month, or month and a half ago now. I can't believe it's August already.
Right.
But June 28, 2019, U.S. military is a bigger polluter than 140 countries combined.
Countries.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I saw that too. I'm not sure what that source is. Is that like Business Insider or some shit? I'm not sure what that source is.
Quartz magazine, Quartz thing. Is this the first thing that came up on my Google search? But yeah.
There's just a lot of sources that, you know, I don't trust. But I compile as much information from all sources that I can. So that's how I get my information. Or that's how at least I, you know, try to figure it out, decipher the information that's out there.
Right.
We supposedly are one of the biggest polluters in the world, just our military. Forget, you know, us buying plastic straws from our president and frickin' dumping them into the ocean. Forget that. We're just hazardous waste, man. You know, the stuff that we're leaving behind in different areas and after our military's been there. So that's pretty nasty. We shouldn't do that. We shouldn't leave the responsibility up to other people, especially if it's our military. And it's all over the world. Like, we leave garbage dumps all over the place.
That's not good.
No, it's not. But on the flip side of that, and interesting wordage there, no pun intended on this, and this happened last month, just like a week ago in Chicago. A dude was driving a pickup truck and in a construction area and misjudged the ramps. And it's really easy in Chicago. I mean, that's been such a clusterfuck for like my entire life. And the construction in the downtown loop, it's always been under construction. I went to school downtown, so downtown Chicago, and it's always been under construction. And then Katie and I just spent the last couple of years in Chicago, and it's still under construction. And it's just like, guys, when are you going to figure this shit out? And they really need to go like triple and quadruple decker, that type of stuff. Like, I would put, you know, go up into buildings and go up taller than buildings and shit like that with the roadways, because it's really just so congested and always has been. But dude's driving along, and I don't know if he got cut off or he misjudged the lanes, and it's real easy to do because there's uneven lanes all over the place when it comes to construction in Illinois, and they just don't seem to have that part of it down to make a smooth surface so that people can actually drive. And it was always a complaint when I was working in Chicago on construction. But he flipped his truck in the middle of the construction zone, and it literally flipped over on its top, and the cabin part of it was crushed because there's some reinforcement in most vehicles, but not enough when you flip your truck like this, and then skidded along the expressway, and multiple people got out instead of just passing a car that's upside down with a person inside of it, which the majority of people did, which I, on the video, I'm like, what the hell? Nobody's stopping to help this guy. A couple of people stop and they get out and they're trying to get him out of the truck. And then other people on the other side of the expressway stop. And it was groups of guys, and they're all these big guys, and they're trying to figure out what exactly they can do for this guy that's trapped in his pickup truck upside down. And they were trying to to kind of move the truck, but then they were worried about it crushing even more. And they're trying to figure it out. And then, a truck full of dudes, just like six or seven dudes, all these big guys get out of these Suburbans that are on the other side of the expressway and hop over the barriers. And so they had like 15 guys that literally just pushed the truck over on its side so that he could stand up in the vehicle and kind of like pry his way out. And while they're right. doing this, an off-duty fireman showed up. So, and you can see all of it on YouTube or on video. And so he's talking to him and he's helping him out as well. And so I just thought it was really cool that, you know, there's these moments that we're seeing so much douchebaggery in this world, and that, you know, hopefully people are listening and paying attention, that all of these things need our assistance from pods of whales to, you know, a person who has an accident and you witness the accident. You know, these people, you know, need your help, need your immediate help. And so do these animals. It's all the same. So I think it's cool that there's actually people out there that are, it gives me hope with humanity, because I'm just so disheartened lately with human beings and their behavior, their lack of compassion.
Yeah, I think we're going back to it more. I mean, there was actually a time there where we were getting so politically correct, and we still are, that people were more worried about being sued by helping the person and causing a further injury than they were to help the person for a little while.
Yeah, than to
and
actually
that was a
help
serious
the person.
Thing for a while, but I think we've gone past that a bit. But there was a time where you were afraid to help people because you would get sued for being part of the injury because you moved somebody that you shouldn't and you're not a trained health person. And it was
Correct. Just
ambulance chasers were out there, and it was a scary time for a while, but I think we've gone past that, thank goodness, because that was not a fun time whatsoever. But you're right, I think
we're starting to see more people
help out now.
Yeah, and it's groups of people. Like, it'll be hundreds of people. It's not, you know, just like, you know, five or six. You know, it's like everybody is now, like, not everybody, but, you know, there at least 100 people were helping out the whales on that, because there had to be like 40 whales. And then this time it was like 15 guys, you know, that were all just stopped in the middle of the roadway, and we're
right.
like, we're going to help this dude. We're going to make sure this guy survives. So
very cool.
And he did survive.
I like it.
He was banged up and scratched up, but he did survive.
Nice. All right. Well, let's jump into it. We had the biggest story last night, of course, was second debate. We had the second debate last night with the Democrats in Michigan.
What happened?
Of course, we had Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, Bill de Blasio, the Andrew Wang, Kristen Gillibrand, some other senator guy and some other governor guy that I don't remember. But Governor Inslee and one other person. So it was billed is going to be probably a pick on Biden night, and it was. I think everybody went after Joe pretty hard. I think some landed some punches and some didn't. I think he was a lot more prepared this time. He was kind of thought of his last debate as getting kind of took one on the chin from Kamala Harris. This time I think he was a lot better with his answers. He still had some fumbling, but he had some good answers. I think Kamala Harris was a little weaker this time as well. Cory Booker I thought was a little wishy-washy. He was like, on one hand, we need to be nice. We're the Democrats, and we're just giving ammunition to Donald Trump, and then he's going to attack Biden or something. So it's like he was kind of playing both sides of the fence. I think they were jumping on Kamala's health care plan a bit. The weird thing was they were kind of almost dissing on Obama's legacy for a while, for Obamacare and things like that. And it was kind of a weird situation for a while, I thought. And then some other pundits said it.
I don't know why they that has always bugged me. The verbiage is extremely important to me. And you got to be really specific. And it's not Obamacare. It's the Affordable Care Act. I'm not calling you out, Scott. I'm just saying in general, everybody's like, it's Obamacare.
Right.
And no, it's not. It's the Affordable Care Act. And actually, it was introduced in the 80s by Hillary Clinton when she was first lady. That's when all of this Affordable Care Act stuff started. And it was just the Obama administration that said okay to it. So she was trying to implement this shit a long time ago.
It was based more on Mitt Romney's Massachusetts health plan than Hillary's back in the day. I mean, Hillary was one of the first persons who started to go for it. But the Affordable Care Act was based on the Massachusetts health care plan.
Nice. Okay.
That's what I'm saying is that it's been
easily 30 years that they've been trying to do this, trying to get something implemented. And it was just the Obama administration that was able to do it. So it's the Affordable Care Act. And so I don't know why they're going off on, you know, his legacy of that. It's just that some people can't afford the Affordable Care Act. And they weren't happy about not being able to keep their doctors, but a lot of that was the doctors. The doctors weren't willing to stay with that plan, weren't willing to go with the Affordable Care Act. So, there's
a lot of governors
that
wouldn't expand the Medicaid option, the Medicare option that was out there.
Yep.
The governors in a lot of the Republican states wouldn't take part of it on. I mean, I got to give a hand to John Kasich here in Ohio. He did take it on and made it better for a lot of Ohioans here. But I think every plan in the startup has some bad things you're going to need to refine to it, but they just never wanted to refine it. It was just fought every single way. So, and I don't think that where we're going toward with this Medicare for all, I don't think it's the way to go. I think we need to keep the private insurance. I think that's what they were getting on Kamala for. Hers phases out private insurance in 10 years and kind of makes it a little different. So so she got in a couple of hits on herself last night. I think probably the underrated.
We definitely should keep private insurances and private doctors. I think that all of these things, you know, there's specialty doctors. I know different people. I know a brain surgeon, and it's a specialty. It's what he does, and it's what he does best. So, you know, we need to be able to pay those doctors, and because he's a surgeon, you need to be able to pay him whatever the hell he's asking. If it's a specialty like that, and he's saving people's lives by doing brain surgery, then which is extremely difficult thing to do, you need to be paid accordingly. And if the government isn't going to cover that, then private, you need to be able to be paid, and you need to be able to negotiate in anything, you know, in any business, but especially a doctor. You need to be able to negotiate any of these deals that you're doing. So I totally believe, and it cuts into capitalism. So, you know, and I'm capitalist. So, you know, I believe that we all need that, and the big businesses need that opportunity as well, including insurance companies. So what can be covered via the government, and then if you want to pay more for that specialty, then great, you know, and then the insurances can cover that as well. So I totally agree with you, but I think that for the people that cannot afford any of this, we really need to take care of them. We just need to take care of them. Like, should, you know, just have the government take care of them. Dude, 45 just offered, and I'm going off on a tangent, but 45 just offered Siberia or Russia. He offered Putin monies and firefighters for the fires in Siberia. Once again, I was talking about that last week, how our permafrost up in the Arctic is on fire for the first time in 10,000 years. So he offered them, he offered Putin, and Putin said no, which I think is awesome. He said no to that. And then I'm like, why don't you just offer him a frickin' rake? Because that's what you offered him to California. California just had $30 billion in damage done because of wildfires. So, you know, you're not offering to cover that shit. All of that shit needs covered as well. It all goes into our healthcare because now there's breathing disorders and there are people that were killed and there are people that were injured. And all of that is going to come after what happened with the fires last year. So, and the same shit's going to go on in Russia. There's going to be a bunch of people that are sick. So this healthcare thing is really important for people that can't afford it and people that can't. And if you can, then you pay for the specialty, you know, and you work with your insurance companies and shit like that. But if you can't, you need to be fucking covered.
That's what the public option is supposed to be all about. So, that's supposed to happen.
Yep.
So we'll see. That's still going to be debated. I thought Andrew Wang probably had the best line of the night. He's the one, if people aren't familiar out there,
he's a smart dude.
He is the he is a smart
Andrew Wang's
guy.
A smart dude, man. He's a really smart dude. He can do math, unlike our president.
He's a tech millionaire, and his plan is to give everybody 18 and above $1,000 a month from the government, which is very controversial.
Okay.
But he has ways to. What do you mean nothing?
Four.
Everyone just gets it.
Everybody just gets an incentive of some kind across the country.
Everybody
it's
gets
$1,000
a month.
Very dictator move to do. That's only $12,000 a year. I don't know if you can buy me for $12,000 a year.
Not really, but it's supposed to be just a leg up, I guess, and it's supposed to be offset through taxes and other things. But that's his position. I'm not saying I agree with that. I'm saying that's what he's running off of. But he did have a really good line last night. He said, if we want someone in the office opposite of Trump, what's more opposite than a short Asian man who's good at reading and math? And I thought that was a pretty fun line.
That's what I was just saying.
That was my favorite line of the night,
funny.
I think. They did talk. I mean, this was in Michigan. And one of the stats that we're talking about, like Electoral College and everything, one of the problems in Michigan last year is 2.64 million registered voters in Michigan did not vote in 2016.
Wow.
So that's what brought Donald Trump to victory. He only won Michigan by 10,704 votes. But that caused him to get all the Electoral College off there. So it's kind of that's why they think the Electoral College is
voter
better. That's
suppression
why the Democrats
up there?
Won this time.
Michigan's having problems racially forever. I mean, even back to Motown. So, yeah, I would assume that there was some serious voter suppression going on up there. Like, they were taking away their polling places and not counting their votes and doing a whole bunch of fear mongering.
Right.
Where
and a lot
standing
of them weren't
out in
interested
front of the place.
Between, they weren't interested in Hillary Clinton either, so they just decided not to, to vote.
Partially, too.
There was
a lot of problem. I've seen that with people of color. Doing that, and I actually have had conversations with a lot of people that are Latinos on why they either don't vote or why they are voting for something that they shouldn't be voting for just because they're, you know, financially conservative. So it's really interesting, and they don't want to vote for something that they don't believe in, from what I can tell.
Right.
It's like, you know,
but they end up voting against
them,
their own interests, which is what.
But then they end up voting against themselves. Yeah. Yep.
Right. Yeah.
It is very puzzling.
It is very puzzling. So anyway, like I said, that was the debate. I don't think it was any home runs. I think everyone got a little hurt on it. Everyone had a couple of good moments. And the next one, like I said, goes to September. Currently, the way it's going, I mean, we had 20 people in this debate, right? Two nights of 10 people. We talked yesterday a little bit about the new rules and the new rules where you have to have 130,000 individual donors, 400 of which need to be from 20 separate states, and you have to have at least 2% in four national polls, which sounds like it's not a hard thing. But of all the 20 people that debated this time, there's only 7 of them that have qualified for the next debate already. They have till August 28th. And then there's 3 on the fence and 2 long shots. So we could be down anywhere from 7 to 12 in the next debate in September, which I personally like. I think we do have too many, and I'm glad to see it winnowed down.
Yeah.
It's kind of – I mean, I'm out of two minds because the democratic process, anyone that runs that has the money and can do it, maybe they should be allowed to. But, again, I think we need to be able to talk to serious candidates too. And if you're not making money, if you're not getting support in the polls, you're not really a serious candidate. You're just you're serious in your own mind, and I believe that you want what's best for the country. But if you don't have a chance in heck, I think you're just gumming up the system for everybody else.
Right.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, that's why I haven't run. That's why we don't see Hurley 2020. I would just gum up the system for everybody else.
No gum in the
I would make for an interesting debate, though. I absolutely would make for an interesting debate. So I wouldn't put up with him circling me on stage like a shark. I would not put up with it. So
right.
I would have turned. First, I would have talked to the judges. I would have been like, please tell him to go back to his podium. He's making me uncomfortable. And then I would have probably punched him in the face. If nothing happened, I would have just, you know, that's why I think Buttigieg will be really interesting if some shit like that happens, if Buttigieg makes it all the way up, you know, to those final debates. So I think it'd be really interesting.
He's one of the 7
that
are guaranteed in the final so far. He's one of the seven. I think the 7 guaranteed are Buttigieg, Warren, Sanders, Biden, Harris, Booker. That's 6. I don't remember who the 7th person. There's 7 people guaranteed in it already. There's 3
right
on the fence. The 3 on the fence is that Wang guy, I think Kristen Gillibrand, and I think Tulsi Gabbard. And then there's 2 that have a small snowball's chance in hell too, I guess. So
cool.
But it's going to be interesting.
I'm
we'll see what happens.
I'm glad to hear that. That Buttigieg is already up there.
Yeah, I am too. I'm glad to see him as part of the final 7.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of people talking about him too. There's a lot of people talking about Mayor Pete. And you had him on Left to Straight, like 3-4 months ago? So,
yeah, back in April.
You know,
had him back in April.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
His problem is he's not catching on with the black voters, and you can't have that to win. I think he has great ideas. I think this is going to be a great stepping stone for him. I don't
why
think he's going
catching,
to get the nominee.
Why isn't he catching the black voters?
I think it's because of problems back at home. When he first got into office, there was a
right
problem with the black chief of police and something
right
going on where he had to step down, or Buttigieg asked him to step down. And it was never
right
really fully vetted out. And
resolved.
So that started. Then they had an officer shooting 2 weeks ago, which didn't help matters there. And so
right
he is just not able to do it. In the latest polling, he's got 0% black support. I mean,
well,
he's not even registering black support. And
you
can't
get
the nomination,
I recommend he start
let alone
talking
win.
He should just be like down in the neighborhoods. He needs to be down in the neighborhoods where all this is happening and really talking to these people on a one-on-one individual basis in order to get their support. Because then he can hear what their grievances are, and they can also see that he is, you know, a man of the people, because he really is a man of the people, from what I can tell. He's tried to make.
No,
you know,
I agree. I think he needs to get out there in those areas and preach, because he's got.
I know he's
got
busy.
That outreach. Well, he that was his why he got so popular. I think is he was willing to be on every radio station, podcast, television show that's out there. He's got to do the same thing now for every black and people of color neighborhood across the country. Unfortunately, there's a lot more of those than there are radio shows and everything. But he needs to get out there and do the same way
he
attacks
media.
He needs to attack the neighborhoods and just share his message. And like you said, listen
media
to those
is a good
neighborhoods,
way to get the word out.
For.
But he's got to really talk to the individuals and make sure that they are feeling safe with him as a candidate. So it's really important.
All right, let's go ahead and take a break. We're at our halfway point here. Give us a call. We got about 25 minutes. You can call in 347-989-0126. Here's little Brandon Stancell. This is for you.
When I begin to swim in the quicksand, I can't run. It's going to be all right. It's gonna be alright. I push and pull with all my might, but it feels like it's not enough. It's gonna be alright. You make me feel alright. In moments and seasons, we're caught in the deep end. Yeah, I need a hand to hold me. Love me like you know me. When it's hard just breathing, you keep my heart beating. Love looks like falling every day till I fell for you. Rising off the ground, we ain't coming down. We're reckless, abandoned, no sign of landing. So high up, yeah, we're touching clouds, never coming down. Just you and me, darling, my kind of falling. You got me finally feeling emotion. Lost in the moment, don't know where it's going.
Keep my
All right, guys, we are back. Give us a call, 347-989-0126. Tell us what's on your mind. Let's see, where should we go here? We're still in government. What's happening in government? Well, we had North Korea fired off two more short-range missiles earlier today.
No, they've been firing off. They've been firing them off all day. I mean, all week. They've been for 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, that's it's three times in 1 week. It started last Friday.
Okay, three times in 1 week.
Third time since last Friday. So yeah, three times in 1 week.
Okay.
Short-range ballistic missiles. They're going about 250 miles or so into the ocean off Japan.
Yeah, to the Sea of Japan.
Right, Sea of Japan, and they are saying it's primarily for a show of force because this month is when we always do those joint military exercises with South Korea every year, and I guess North Korea does this all the time. They stop when we're supposedly in negotiations, but since negotiations are done, they're back to doing it again. So it doesn't necessarily mean anything, but it just is what it is. It just shows that we have not done anything to move stuff along. He tries to make a big deal of it, but we have not really moved any farther than we've been for the last 20 years with North Korea, unfortunately.
Or more.
Right.
20 years or more. Yeah, North Korea has always been a problem, and that problem is because he owns, or that family owns, 10% of the world's opioids. So they have 10% of the poppy fields of the planet, and so that's like 10% of the frickin' heroin trade. So this is these are just a big old drug lord dictator, and his people are treated like shit. And they're oppressed, and he's just firing off weapons that he has. And, you know, we all know you have weapons. I'm pretty sure at this point Japan is one of our allies. They may just take care of it all by themselves. So, you know, they weren't allowed to build anything. They still have our support. And I, you know, I'm just like, you know, this guy is a punk. He's just like I said, a drug lord. That's all he is.
Right. Unfortunately,
it needs to be freaking taken care of. Like, you know, it needs
Japan
to end.
Can't do anything though because China has their back.
Right,
so they can't do anything because China will squash them like a little bug. Unfortunately.
Well, supposedly Japan has our. I mean, we have Japan's back. Supposedly.
Right. But yeah, I don't think they would pull us into another war over that. So we'll have to see what happens. But it's just that's been the stalemate all along. North Korea acts like a little punk.
Yeah.
Japan can't do anything. Japan's on the receiving end, and South Korea, we're both allies, but they can't do anything because China has their back, and we won't do anything to China because they're another superpower. So it's just like one of those stalemates.
Because China's
don't really
got
have a
3 billion people or something stupid. So.
Right.
I told my daughter when she was learning different languages in like junior high, when she was learning different languages, I was like, okay, first of all, learn Spanish, because then you're able to communicate with a whole bunch of people. Because Spanish is really close to Italian, and then all of the derivatives of Spanish, you know, all throughout South America and actually all throughout Europe. All those, you know, they've all got their own version of Spanish. So it's good to learn that language and then learn something Asian, learn some Chinese. And yeah, she ended up learning Mandarin. So I was like, that's exactly what I'm talking about, because there's so many of them that you're going to have to deal with them at some point in your life. And actually she dates a lot of like Asian people. So which I think is fine. But I think it's really interesting how she, you know, delved into that culture after I was like, yeah, learn Chinese. So, and she really enjoys that culture. I do too. I just had some Chinese food the other day. But you know, I also went to a Korean restaurant the other day too.
Oh,
so.
then you know exactly what
you're talking
about.
Man.
So if you've been
yeah.
to two restaurants, you know Southeast Relations better than anybody.
Yeah, just the restaurants alone. No, yeah, that sounded really bad. But Korean restaurants are so much fun, man. It's all this buffet and everything's on fire, and dude, it's awesome. Just had a blast.
I like Mongolian barbecues, to be honest. Those are my absolute
nice.
Favorites of all Asian
nice.
Restaurants. But yeah, they're all good.
What's the
all
dish?
Good stuff.
What's the dish that you like the best?
Well, Mongolian barbecues where you take all your products and they cook it for you. So they have all the raw products. You have choice of like seafood, beef, pork, chicken. Right. Lamb, things like that. Then they have all the
and it's all like right in front
noodles,
of you, kind of hibachi style.
Right, they have all the vegetables and
yeah.
everything, and they have shrimp and stuff like that. And then you pick the sauces. They have like 10 different sauces you choose from, like garlic and oil and hot stuff and different things. You kind of create your own flavor to it. Then they barbecue it all up on the barbecue and cook it right in front of you. And so I personally like pork and chicken. With an egg and cabbage and bean sprouts and pineapple and carrots, and then I put a little spicy teriyaki type sauce on it, and that's my favorite.
Nice.
But you can do anything. There's so many different raw vegetables and meats and proteins you can use that you can really do a lot of different things. So I like it a lot. One of my favorites. All right, what else? Let's see. Speaking of Chinese, our good old 45 put an additional 10% tariff on $300 billion in Chinese imports starting next month. So that's happening. It brought the Dow Jones down 200 points again today. So we lost 300 yesterday and 200 today, so we're probably back underneath the 17,000 mark again. Fine.
I don't mean to laugh. Sorry. I don't mean to laugh. I know a lot of people are suffering when that shit happens. But you have to expect it to happen. That's what they control.
Stock market is not a good indicator.
Stock
market is for the richer people in the country anyway, so... That's
yep.
those people.
Well,
making,
you know, it may have fallen also because Jeff Bezos, it was like yesterday. Yesterday he sold off like 1.6 billion in shares from Amazon.
Right,
Jeff
right.
Bezos did. So
right.
that's going to affect some. You know, there's going to be some effect in the stock market when stuff like that happens. That's a major company in the world.
Right.
Doing that.
Well,
he
kind of. Hinted at it for a while. He's been doing it for the last couple of years now. He talked about it, I think, 2 years ago that he was going to be taking a couple billion out of his company. I mean, the guy
right.
owns a couple billions there. But what he took 1.8 billion out
we don't
in
know
July.
Exactly what the number
he took
is.
Out
right.
Like 33 million last year. But he's doing it all to that SpaceX that he had, or the not SpaceX, but he does. Blue, what's it called? Blue Origin.
No, that's Elon Musk.
Company is, and he
yeah.
also does. Him and his wife, or his ex-wife now, started that Day One Fund that helps homeless families and preschools. So they take the money they take out goes to those two things, goes to charity and to a space program. So it's not like he's taking it and putting it in the bank, but yeah, he's taking a big chunk out. That's for sure. Just like Microsoft guy. Takes out and does the charity every year. Bill and Melinda Gates take out more money of their stock every year as well, but it goes to their charitable foundation. So I don't have a real problem with it. He's doing it to do different things, which is cool. I did see, though, in a related thing that there was a theft ring that just got publicized. All the subpoenas just went out. In Washington State, they sold millions of dollars of Amazon.com products. Two Amazon delivery drivers were part of it. They unsealed these court documents. And I guess it's like since 2013, they've had two storefronts kind of posing as pawn shops that bought these goods from the shoplifters. And then they shipped them off to Amazon. It's like $10 million worth of stolen merchandise since 2013 from Amazon, and two of their delivery drivers
wow.
are part of it. So yeah, it's kind of
wow.
big news there. And Amazon's expanding into Ohio. Just in our local paper today, Amazon is opening a new distribution center in Akron and another city. Akron's
really?
Close to me. $15 an hour to start, but they're trying to get to that one day. We talked about that a month or so ago. They're trying to get to one day delivery. So they're opening up all these new distribution centers, and they start them at $15 an hour, but you're running
right.
your bunnies off. But it's a good paying job. They have two of them coming to Ohio, which I thought was pretty cool.
No, that's a really good paying job for Ohio, right?
Yeah, definitely. No, that's good.
It's not so good a paying job in Southern California, but
exactly.
it is a really good paying job in
Ohio.
Ohio.
It's great.
Yeah.
Like I said, cost of living here.
You can actually survive on that. You can actually
right.
pay your rent or your mortgage. You can actually pay your car. Actually pay your credit cards. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. You really can. So it's kind of a good thing. So we'll see what
yeah.
happens with that. What else?
And
what
he
else
should be bringing, I know we talked about that before where he was pulling out of places like New York, and that's exactly what he should be doing, is going to areas that really need it. You know, the places that really need the jobs. And I don't know about
right.
Akron so much, but I'm assuming that it's a place that they can really use the jobs. So, and that's good. He should do that.
Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, the whole New York thing that was going to be in Brooklyn area that's been building up like crazy already. So it has some decent jobs.
Right.
And that was over tax breaks primarily why they decided, because
right.
they got a lot of pushback from the local government on the tax breaks. Because Amazon does not pay taxes, and they try to get all these tax breaks. Their offset is they do create all these jobs. So if they're paying $15 an hour,
right.
yeah, that's great. In a place like Ohio, Iowa, Nebraska, it's worth it. But in New York or L.A., it doesn't make any sense, because you're right. It doesn't help the cost of living at all. So as long as they're doing it in a correct way, I have no problem giving them tax breaks and creating jobs in areas that need jobs. But
right.
To create jobs that don't pay anything that matches the cost of living where you're putting the distribution center, that does not make sense to me. So
right.
I like it.
I agree.
All right, what else do we have?
What do you have
just
over there?
Weird thing in the news.
Besides oatmeal cookies.
In the last couple of days, that's a little.
Dude, I'm still thinking about the oatmeal cookies, and once again, I really wish they'd come out with the app where you could just hologram me the oatmeal cookie through my phone, so that I could enjoy the oatmeal cookie as well. It'd be great.
There you go.
Still thinking about them.
It's yummy
I'm gonna have
stuff.
To go like get some oatmeal cookies. Why would you do this to me?
Oh, that's
why?
So good.
Now
I think
it's just spinning
it's
in my
service.
Head now.
It's a service. Getting
oatmeal
to go to an oatmeal
cookie
is a service. All right, let's see. This I thought was kind of – I've been following it the last couple of days just because it's kind of freaky, weird, and yucky. But
right.
a man in – I guess – where is it at? Let me find out. Missouri is being investigated. These two brothers, 135, 124, they're farmers, and they go around selling their cattle at different places. Well, they've
right.
Been missing for 2 weeks. Last seen at this guy's farm, and this
right.
guy admitted to moving their truck somewhere. Their truck was found, like, away from the thing. Well, I guess they've found remains of people on this guy's farm now. They think it might be these two brothers. But I've been following this for a while. It's like, you knew it was going to end in something bad just because they haven't seen him in 2 weeks. But, yeah,
right.
so... So it's a sad thing.
So
I mean, we got
still,
sad
there's
people.
There's still psychos out there. Yeah,
there's
still some psychos out there. Yeah, like to kill people and cut them up and bury them on their farm. That's awesome. Wow.
Exactly.
Dude.
These guys just trying to make a living selling their cattle out in Missouri or wherever the heck they're at, and you have a farmer. And I guess this guy. I mean, I didn't write it down for today, but I was reading the article like 2 days ago in my local papers where I first
right.
read about it. And this guy has, like, done other things before. He's, like, conned other people and done other stuff. And So he's not a good dude to begin with. But yeah. So.
Yeah, I would look on the rest of his farm for other things. Just do a sonar of his entire area. See what you find buried.
There you go.
Dude.
All right, well, let's finish Tupac culture and we're out of here. We only have a couple minutes.
Okay.
Give us a call if you want. 5 minutes left, 347-989-0126. Shannon
really
Doherty is not only coming to Riverdale, she's actually going to be part of 90210 now. She originally was not going to do it, but because of Luke, she is going back on that too. So she's really doing an homage.
They already filmed that. Yeah, no, they already filmed that. And she was gonna be a part of it, but not a really big part of it. So, because of Luke's death, she decided to be a big part of it. So it's
So that comes out.
Like I said, you know,
it's August, I think 7th is when that debuts. So I'm kind of looking forward to that. That's gonna be happening very soon. But then one of my favorite things I heard today, I am a huge Patrick Swayze fan, always have been. And they have a new trailer that was released today for a documentary they're doing on him. It's revealed through interviews with friends and co-stars. I think they talked to Sam Elliott, Jennifer Grey,
sure.
C. Thomas Howell, Kelly Lynch.
Oh, Patrick Swayze? Is
Patrick
who you're talking
Swayze,
about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like
I'm
thought
still
it was
in.
Kind of
I'm
cool.
still in like Luke Perry world. Sorry, man. I kind of floated off.
This is a new documentary called "I Am Patrick Swayze."
I'm Patrick Swayze. Oh yeah. Okay.
A huge Patrick Swayze fan for a long time.
Yeah.
And
I think we all.
This is going to go.
Are.
Yeah. His early childhood. In
Anybody
Texas,
that grew
his
up with him.
Personal life. Yeah, he was just a. He was a hardworking guy. I don't know if you ever worked with him, but all of these people are talking about how hard he worked and everything. And he's just.
And supposedly
a
really, really
integrity.
Nice guy as well. Yeah, had a lot of integrity. Exactly. He was a really, really nice guy on the set. Like, he would take care of people. Like, you know, Jennifer Grey. You know, she was really uncomfortable with a lot of the stuff that they were doing with the dancing.
Right.
So, and he's like, he really took care of her through all of that. From what I understand.
Demi Moore said the same thing, said he was just the consummate actor and always he always felt like he had to work twice as hard as everyone else just to prove that he belonged there. He always felt like he was kind of a little bit of a fraud. I think his personal life was very interesting. He married that older woman, that dancer. She taught him to dance. And I think she was like 12 to 15 years older than he was. Totally in love with her, though, always devoted to her and everything. And it was an interesting love story. I just remember reading about it way back in the day. And that's kind of profiled on here as well. It's going to premiere at the San Antonio Film Festival on August 2nd. And then it's going to be on the Paramount Network. Who knows who has that with all the cable channels out there on August 18th. But it's called I Am
people don't understand that they have to actually go and find the channel or the show now, because there's so many places to see material. So you have to, you really have to search for it. I would start in different places, like what you already have, Netflix or Hulu or whatever it is that you have. And even your internet service, whatever your internet service is, just start there and search whatever the show is that you want to watch, because then it'll bring you to those channels and you'll be able to, you know, view them one way or another. So either you're paying for the channel or you're not. So, I found it really interesting the way the entertainment business has changed because
of
streaming.
Pop TV, there's a Pop TV out there. I guess they're the ones that picked up One Day at a Time now. Because One Day at a Time finally got released from Netflix, which I'm very happy about. It's a great Latin show that should be brought back. And so Pop TV picked up. I never heard of Pop TV before. I don't know where the hell you can even find it, but I'm going to look for it.
Just Google it, and then it'll send you exactly. It'll send you there.
Yeah.
It'll send you to a location where you can actually start, you know, researching where you can actually see the show. It's gotten a little complicated because there's so much material and there's so many processors. It's a UCP is what they call them. And they're processing, because all they're doing is streaming. Processing the information and then feeding it out to you. And you know, there's so many processors out there now. Got people like Cox. I mean, COX. You know, they've been around forever. Cox is, as far as a radio network is concerned, and then
right.
they shifted over to TV, and it's streaming. It's really not TV either, because you can see it on your computer, you see it on your phone. So you know, you really have to search out all of those.
There really
different
are
shows
hundreds
that you
of thousands
are interested in watching.
Anymore.
Yeah. Oh no, there's so many processors. Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Anyway, that's
what else
it.
Did you
that's
have on pop culture besides Lori Loughlin still fighting to not go to jail?
Still fighting to not go to jail. See what happens there.
Just so stupid. Just that was just so dumb. Why would you? Why I just don't. I wouldn't do it. You know, let your kids get in on their own merit. Let them do what they're gonna do. They're individuals. If they're really smart, then they'll get in on being really smart. If they're really talented, then they'll get in on being really talented.
The sorority, though, is saying that that's a fake news story, that they did not
kick her out.
One of them was in the sorority, not the Olivia. The other one was in the sorority.
Correct.
And they said they did not ban her. So
good.
That was a fake news.
No, I'm glad that's fake news.
I'm glad that's fake news. Yeah, I'm glad she didn't get caught on that.
Yeah.
So that's good.
No, because, you know, she's like a straight-A student. You know, I've said this before. She didn't need her mom to screw up all of this that she's already accomplishing. She's doing it by herself. So let her do it. Let your kid be an individual. Let her do what she's going to do.
And on that, we will leave you today. Guys, tune in tomorrow, day of the week here, 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern. Come stand on my soapbox with us, 347-989-0126. We'll be here for an hour tomorrow. Thanks for stopping by, Craig. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Have a great afternoon.
Be
everyone,
nice
we're going
to
finish
each other.
Up with David Hernandez. Beautiful. Be beautiful to each other, guys. Goodbye. Bye-bye.
Peace.
Father in the sky, and they started to align. I see you passing by, and we're slowing down the tide. Now my love is flashing by, all I see is flashing lights. Cause you're right here by my side, can you feel it come alive? If this were a love song, would you be mine? Cause I just can't get you off of my mind. And I think about you all day and night. So I wrote you a love song, wrote you a love. You're beautiful, so damn incredible, so unforgettable. Yeah, I think you're beautiful. Baby, you're beautiful. I think you're beautiful, so damn incredible, so unforgettable. Yeah, I think you're beautiful. From the moment that we touched, no, nothing could stop the rush. Pick me up, pick me up. Now I'm feeling so much love, and I just can't get enough. Come on, lift me up, lift me up, lift me up. If this were a love song, would you be mine? I just can't get you off of my mind. And I think about you all day and night. So I wrote you a love song, wrote you a love song. Baby, you're beautiful. I think you're beautiful. Yeah, I think you're beautiful.
beautiful, so damn incredible, so unforgettable. Yes, I think you're beautiful. Oh, tonight.